This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in a former big league pitcher, did pitch for the Astros, Phillies, and Washington Nationals, was a two-time All-Star, and then was a World Series champion with the Philadelphia Phillies. Now doing a great job with SiriusXM, MLB Network Radio, and that's Brad Lidge here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Brad, how you been?
I've been great. It's been pretty entertaining. Maybe not so great for MLB, but an interesting 24 hours. So, it's been a lot of fun to follow.
Well, usually this time of the year, we're not talking baseball. We'd be spending a whole lot of time on the NFL playoffs and also the national championship game from last night. But baseball really did steal yesterday with the MLB coming down and saying there's going to be a $5 million fine, loss of draft picks this year and next year. You have Hinch out for a year. You have Jeff Luhnow out for a year. And then Jim Crane makes that decision to dismiss both Luhnow and A.J. Hinch. So how about your reaction to the punishment yesterday and then the decision by Jim Crane to dismiss both?
Yeah, I guess I would say that my reaction, I was kind of pleasantly surprised maybe by the initial by the punishment that MLB handed down, that Manfred handed down, because I was thinking that even though I knew it was going to be somewhat strict, I was hoping it was going to be strict enough to really deter anybody from attempting to do anything like this again in the future. And to my surprise, maybe I wasn't thinking it was going to be strict enough, but to my surprise, I think it was. And I was happy to see that. And of course, an hour later, all of a sudden, Jim Crane gets on, in front of the media, and he says, "Hey, I'm going to do one better. I'm actually going to fire those guys." And that really shocked me, because I think it takes, first of all, I applaud Jim Crane for doing that, because, look, A.J. Hinch is a very popular man in Houston. I mean, a lot of people know him and respect him, and certainly the fans there think he is just the greatest. So to fire that guy takes a lot of brass, and I think Jim Crane did the right thing there. I mean, look, you can't fire yourself if you're the owner. And it is it's a culture thing. But, at the end of the day, the owner is at least partly responsible for the hirings and bringing that culture in there. So I guess you fire the two guys that kind of create the culture the most besides yourself and try and start over as quick as possible. So I applaud that effort by Crane. And I think it's overall, I'm still like processing it. I'm still surprised. And look, there's more meat left on the bone, right? Because we're going to have to see what happens with the likes of Alex Cora and maybe even some others.
What do you think happens with Alex Cora?
Honestly, I think he gets suspended for 2 years. And the reason is because I feel like he has to have a punishment bigger than A.J. Hinch, because he was, at the end of the day, the one that was, quote-unquote, the ringleader, the orchestrator of this, this system of using technology and passing it down, at least with Houston. And then we don't know exactly the extent of the investigation and what's going to happen with him in Boston. So, you do this thing twice, and A.J. Hinch gets suspended for a year. You got to assume he's going to have a bigger punishment. My guess is 2 years. And then on the other side of that, honestly, is anyone going to hire a manager that's been suspended for 2 years for cheating? I can't see that happening. So, I know Alex well, and I hope I'm wrong on this, and it's really too bad to hear the extent to which he did this and the audacity of what he did. But I have to say, I'm not sure he'll ever get a managing job again after this.
Do you think the Boston Red Sox will wait for the punishment to come down, or do you think they'll move on maybe in the next few days from Alex Cora?
I think, honestly, they're probably going to do what they probably should do, because he's a good manager, and they're going to wait and see. They're going to wait to kind of hear what the punishment's going to be. Maybe Manfred kind of gets ahead of it and says, "Hey, listen, this is probably what we're going to do. I'm giving you guys a heads up before we announce this. And if it's bad enough, like I think it's going to be, then they probably will fire him before the announcement." I'm sure they are waiting on pins and needles to find out what his punishment is going to be. They're waiting for MLB to get to finish that investigation and to let them know. And I think, honestly, my guess is they'll probably hold pat until they know more about the extent of Alex Cora's punishment. But as soon as they get wind of how bad it potentially could be, I'm guessing that they will fire them themselves.
Brad Lidge, Brad Lidge here with us on CBS Sports Radio. No players are going to get any punitive action. Do you think that's right? And also, do you think it's right? I know he was a player when it happened, but now he's a manager that it looks like Beltran will have nothing done against him.
Well, I guess I would say I don't think it's right for the players to not have any punishment, but also I understand why they didn't. It would be a very sloppy, very messy situation to try and figure out, who was using the system, who wasn't. You know, you're going to have players that probably are not going to be super honest and upfront about it. You're going to have, not really the knowledge of who used it most, of who maybe there was a player that said, listen, I don't want to use this. It's wrong. I don't want to do it. But maybe their name gets, in there and they're implicated anyways. It's really hard to judge a punishment on players. And then beyond that, I mean, you got guys that are not necessarily with the Astros anymore. They're with other teams. And so if you suspend them, then you're punishing that other team and not the Houston Astros. So I understand why they're not going to do anything, but I don't like it and I don't think it's right. On the other hand, I have to tell you, I also don't think it would be right to strip the Astros of their title in some official way, nor would it be right to get rid of their rings. Especially if you got rid of one guy's ring, like where do you stop? And you're not going to take away pitcher's rings because they didn't do anything wrong. So it's a really hard, tricky system to figure out. The players should have to face the consequence of cheating because I believe it was driven, player driven. However, I don't know if there's a right way to do that. And at this point, I think that it's probably better that they're not having a punishment.
Brad Lidge here with us. Just to follow up with the Beltran point, I know that he was a player, but now he's a manager. Are you okay with no punishment there since now he is a manager?
Yeah, I think you have to be. I mean, again, it seems kind of ridiculous that Alex Cora might get a huge consequence and none of the players are going to. And Beltran was a player. I mean, he was kind of a player coach, but he was a player. And as a manager now, the Mets will do everything they can to try and squash this and say, look, this was never a big deal. He's a different person now. He's a manager now. He's not a player anymore. And he'll do things the right way, the Mets way, whatever they want to say. They're going to try and get out ahead of this. But it'll probably end up going away quicker than it should for Beltran. But it's not going to go away for Alex Cora, not for a long time.
Brad Lidge here with us on CBS Sports Radio. I know you were a pitcher, but the history of the game is to try to steal signs and it's gamesmanship. But when you go to technology, it's a whole different level. How much of an advantage is this? I agree with you. I don't think they should take away a championship. I'm not, people could say it's tainted, but I'm not going to say you have to vacate the championship. But describe how big of an advantage this is from your history with the game.
Yeah, it's a massive advantage. And really what it does is it takes good hitters and makes them great, and it takes average guys and makes them very good. And I find myself saying this, that's what I said about PEDs. Now, I don't want to go down that path because I don't think the advantage is as big as using PEDs. I really don't. Plus, it's only, at home, and it's probably not with every pitcher, but certainly with some. So you're going to have a very large advantage in certain circumstances. And I think overall, you take a guy like Altuve, who's already a great fastball hitter. Springer's already a great fastball hitter. And now that you tell them, hey, listen, you don't have to worry about off speed. I'll tell you when that fastball is coming. Now you're looking at rockets hit all over the ballpark. And obviously we saw that with Yu Darvish. And we don't know who else, maybe with the Dodgers was, that the Astros were using technology to get the signs. It's really unfortunate for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts. But it does definitely make the difference in a world. Like in the postseason, it makes all the difference. If you have home field advantage, and you have the signs at home, then you are going to win. And that's as simple as I can state it. So it's going to take what you assume, hopefully, to be an even playing field and not just give the advantage, but almost give a certain advantage to the team that's playing at home.
Brad Lidge here with us. When I was reading the report yesterday, the statement yesterday, it talked about how A.J. Hinch didn't like it. He smashed the monitors twice. My question is, as a manager, why didn't you just stop it if you were so annoyed that you smashed the TV two times?
You didn't stop it because you want to be, I think managers all want to be called player managers. They all want to be the guy that is is somebody that when people talk about him, like a Charlie Manuel in Philadelphia, you say, oh, this guy was such a great players manager, and you're protecting your players at all costs. Unfortunately, this should not have been something that you protect your player. I mean, this is too egregious. This is too obvious. And as I said before, the audacity of which, you know, it was so loud, like everyone on the field could hear it. It was just like a complete and total disregard, blatant disregard for rules. Like, I mean, it wasn't even like they were trying to hide it. Like, that really upsets me. So for AJ Hinch to let this go on is really an indictment on him as well. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for AJ Hinch as a manager. Lou now is a general manager. But to have this go on and not do anything is just – that's just unacceptable. I mean, you know, if one guy doesn't want to, you're trying to protect your player and you take him privately behind doors and just say, look, this can't happen anymore, that's one thing. But when everyone's doing it, it's as loud and in your face as it is, and then to not change, you know, to not make that culture change, to not say, we can't do this. I'm not going to turn you in, but it's got to stop right now. To never have done that is really, that's bad.
Yesterday when I read the statement from AJ Hinch, I did sense that he was contrite. You know, there's always one thing to release a statement and then get to understand his true feelings. But with Luno, that was one interesting statement. I don't think he helped himself yesterday by right away blaming others in the organization, the players, and then also Alex Cora. I thought that was a real weak move by Luno yesterday. Yourself?
I think that it was also kind of an unfortunate way to say things, because at the end of the day, you're going to make it sound like either A, you didn't really know what was going on with your team, which is bad, or you could step up and take some accountability. And even if you didn't know everything about it, I think you just kind of have to say, you know, a good character statement to preserve your own future, if nothing else, which he did not do. So it was too bad to see him do that. And you can't run from something like this. Otherwise, it just makes you look like you either didn't have a clue or you were okay with what they were doing.
Last one for Brad Lidge, who's been great with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. So we talked about Cora. You believe he's going to be done as a manager 2 years, and then he probably won't get hired again. How about AJ Hinch and Jeff Luno as well? What do you think their baseball future is?
Well, I think it might be some time, but potentially they get another opportunity. I don't know if Luno does, to be honest. I think probably he doesn't. For Hinch, I think it's going to take a few years of him kind of being away from the game and hopefully these things going away, because it's really hard as a team to hire a manager that, you know, it was busted for cheating in such a major scandalous way, and to kind of justify that with your fans. So whatever team, if he ever gets another shot, it's not going to be anytime soon. And I honestly think Luno probably, unfortunately, does not get another shot. I feel like GMs, like great GMs, are not easy to replace, and he obviously did a great job, but there's always somebody waiting in the wings in that position, and you can always find kind of the youngest new hotshot to fill that position, and I think it's going to be a lot tougher for Luno.
Great perspective and insight from a former MLB player. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at SlidersAndSaves54. He's Brad Lidge. Brad, thanks for the time.
Yeah, you bet. My pleasure. It was fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.